Indeed, the day started with a barrage of rockets, a barrage of explosions. We hadn't heard anything like that in Baghdad for a couple of years. It was relentless for a couple of hours leading up to the poll booths opening, and for an hour or so afterwards, there would have been at least 50 or so mortars landing, mainly in Sunni areas. There were quite a few explosions around the city as well, a few house explosions, a few roadside devices, and we've had a look at the hospitals today, and they're reporting the highest daily casualty rates they've had for a long time.
Is the fact that so many Iraqis braved the bombs and rockets a sign of optimism in this election?
It's certainly been perceived that way. The turnout in the poll was expected to be as high as 70%, and that was indeed the figures that were coming to us when the polls closed. So the fact that people were prepared to brace this onslaught and to continue on and go about and carry out some form of a democratic process was certainly testament to the fact that they wanted to force some change. The time that we spent with voters around the electorate actually reinforced that. People were saying that we're not going to be deterred by this anymore. We need to get on with things. We need to build institutions. We need to elect new leaders. So all in all, it would appear to have been quite a successful day in terms of the electoral process and in terms of people wanting to play a role and have their voice heard.
And is the incumbent Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki likely to remain in power?
His list was favourite to do best before the election. It was indeed polling better than his two main rivals, a Shia-led secular list and a Shia theological list. It will be a long period of horse trading afterwards to determine whether he could indeed emerge from a pack of many people who could become prime minister in this country. And that would depend on the bridges that he's burned during his tenure as prime minister. It could depend on all sorts of other factors as well. Even if his list does perform as well as was expected, it does not necessarily mean that he would become prime minister. And I think all of the pundits here, all of the analysts are left guessing at this point. That's only going to become clear within the next week or so.